This is Jews. Good evening, Plano Symphony Band. This is James Hanna. Listen to Jews Joy.
Okay, great. Thank you. Be real aware of cross-section balance and blend. You're going to get out because you hear all the voices play that rod. Here, try to come down just a little bit more. Background fingers play just a little bit softer, a little lighter. Yeah, make sure we never cover up that flute piccolo line. You'll get that imbalance, brass players and saxophones. Boom, 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 a little bit rounder on the quarter notes. Yeah, bring it down even more. Yeah, the boom, 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 beep, boom, boom. Be careful with volume. It's only mezzo forte. Good lining, alignment here, vertical alignment. Keep it light. The trumpets, be careful. Bum, 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 bum. Be careful. It came in a little bit loud, a little bit boisterous, but you fix it as you progress. Yeah, now as this layers in, make sure we get it in balance. Do not play outside the ensemble. Good. Make sure the forte piano doesn't grow too quickly, or you lose the moving lines. Watch intonation as you decrescendo. Just kind of soar up to it. Make sure the air is fast enough where it speaks. Be aware of the woodwinds of intonation here, cross-section tuning. Yeah, now check volume levels one more time here. Most of you are mezzo piano. Make sure we get a little bit better blend of alto and horn. Careful with intonation, euphoniums. Percussion doing a good job of maintaining pulse and balance within your section. And watch intonation as you decrescendo, and soprano voices come down faster. Make sure same note length brass wave, boom, 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 a little rounder. You can stay for the five attacks, but make the notes a little rounder. Deep, boom, boom, more tone and resonance to that. Yeah, be real careful, keyboard instruments. Get a little bit better blend with the low brass and low reeds, and low brass and low reeds. Make sure it's consistent, the articulation. Good drive here. Oh, good balance there. Pictures, all the same. Where's the release? Oh, where's the release coming out that time? No. So 128 to 129, make sure we all agree to a release or no release. Watch intonation here, cross-section intonation. And then background figures got to play softer, and they don't play with such weight. It's a little bit too heavy. Make sure those four notes move together. Yeah, bah, 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 bah. Get that in balance. Okay, good. Thank you, guys. Low brass, make sure that you're interpreting the Mercado-style accents the same way that the trumpets are interpreting Mercado-style accents. We have a little bit different approach to how you approach the final notes. We have a little bit different concept of note length. So both of those things we want to make sure we address. This piece is actually a great selection for the band. What you want to do within the next 3 or 4 days, this is the only piece I got a chance to hear, unfortunately, this evening due to doing a clinic prior to. But what I would encourage you to do is to continue to work on that cross-section balance and blending. Make sure we hear all the instruments. If you are sharing... If you are sharing melodic lines, make sure that we hear all the instruments share melodic lines. So continue to work on creating that transparency, creating a stronger sense of balance and blend. Watch your phrasing. Let's make sure they're all well-defined and we know exactly where we're going to release, or if we're going to take it over the bar line and touch the next note, whatever, make sure we're all consistent with that. Okay? Make sure we hear all four notes. Flutes and clarinets, careful with your cross-section tuning. We had some issues with that every now and then in the composition, so be really, really careful. Try to continue to work on getting a stronger sense of line throughout the composition. Keep working on the softer end of the dynamic spectrum. A lot of this sits in the pocket of forte. If you can just create more moments of playing softer, that would be ideal, and it would be a little bit more musically interesting if we can play the softer ends of the dynamic spectrums, okay? So I appreciate the choice of literature. I appreciate the work that has gone into it. Just keep refining, and I hope these comments have been helpful for you.